I wonder if we see ourselves this evening as a people who are forgiven greatly. Forgiven greatly, is that really how we see ourselves? I hope it is, if we're trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ this evening, how greatly we have been forgiven. And forgiveness is my theme this evening. Forgiveness, such a strange thing, isn't it? We value it so highly, and yet there's nothing more alien to sinful human nature than forgiveness. And yet nothing at the same time is more characteristic of divine grace than forgiveness. And today vengeance and retaliation is popular and forgiveness is not. One writer puts it like this: our society is drunk on the grapes of human wrath. And while we may have on the one hand road rage that demonstrates how easily offended and quickly aggravated people might get, very ordinary people sometimes, and yet on the other extreme, and I hesitate to mention it really, but did you hear last year of the news of that in England, of the businessman who was so upset with his partner, business partner, that in revenge he went out and sought out his home and killed him and his wife and his two young daughters. Just last year in Britain. Revenge. That's the order of the day. And people love to get revenge and to retaliate, and to wreak vengeance on others. Forgiveness, we find it so hard. Fallen humanity finds God's forgiveness, I think, hard to understand. Some may find it impossible to envision Almighty God as anything other than stern and harsh and unforgiving. Others, of course, out of balance in their thinking, imagine that God is so dominated by love that he is utterly indulgent and that no sinner ever has anything to fear from God. Those are the two polar opposites that people would rather choose than the truth, of course. We'll come later to think about how we're taught to forgive one another, but before we can do so, we must first come to grips with God's forgiveness. And it's only those who have obtained mercy from God who will be enabled truly to be merciful to others. And in the great scheme of things, our need of divine forgiveness is infinitely greater than any forgiveness that we might ever be called upon to extend to our fellow sinners. And so this evening I want us to see true godly forgiveness as illustrated for us in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we see something of the glorious quality of divine forgiveness. And my text is in the reading that Pete read for us earlier, Luke chapter 23, and it's verse 34, the first words of the Lord Jesus from the cross. Luke 23:34. Be helpful if you have it open in front of you this evening. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." They know not what they do. And note how this prayer for forgiveness of our Saviour reveals his meekness, his mercy, and his majesty. We have three P's this morning, three M's this evening. Meekness, mercy, and majesty. Meekness in the first place. Well, if anyone ever had good reason not to forgive, then it was the Lord Jesus Christ. He was totally innocent of any wrongdoing. He never wronged another individual. He never spoke a lie. He never committed any unkind act or unloving act. He never broke the law of God. He never had an improper or impure thought. He never yielded to any evil temptation whatsoever. In Peter we read, he committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. He never said anything that was deceitful. In Hebrews 4 we read, he has been tempted in all things like us, yet without sin. In Hebrews 7 we read that he is holy, harmless or innocent, undefiled, separate from sinners. Even though, yes, he rubbed shoulders with sinners, Yet he never, as it were, contracted their cancer of sin, as it were, from them. He was separate from their sinning.